Chad Rintoul website. www.chadrintoul. CA Facebook. Chad Rintoul, Sydney Councillor Twitter. At Chadrintoul, are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? No, do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? I reside on Piers Island and have worked in Sydney for 19 years. Sydney is the main street to neighbouring communities. My children attended school on the peninsula. I am a past president of the Peninsula Minor Hockey Association and a member of the Saanich Peninsula Hospital and Healthcare Foundation. What is your occupation, and for how long? I am the chief executive officer of the British Columbia Notaries Association. I joined the organization in 2019 and relocated the association office from Vancouver to Sydney at that time. Previously, I was the chief administrative officer of the Association of BC Land Surveyors, located in Sydney. Tell us about your previous elected and or community experience. I was elected to Sydney Council in 2018 and have served as council liaison to the Advisory Planning Commission, as a commissioner to the Peninsula Recreation Commission, and as a director and chair of the Governance Committee to CREST, Capital Region Emergency Services Telecommunications. In my professional life, I am the chief executive officer of the British Columbia Notaries Association and serve as a member of the Land Title and Survey Authority Stakeholder Advisory Committee. I currently participate on the Appeal Committee for BC Hockey and was a director on the Victoria Airport Authority Board of Directors from 2007 to 2013. Why are you running? What's your motivation? During my current term on Sydney Council, the town completed a renewal of our official community plan, OCP. Throughout that process, residents made it clear that we need to take a measured approach to development. Now, the important work of updating zoning bylaws to conform with the newly adopted OCP must be completed. These are the tools that protect the character of our community. Council also adopted a climate action plan to fulfill our commitment to reducing greenhouse gas emissions. There are several initiatives outlined in the plan that I look forward to seeing through to completion. What are your top three issues? Affordable housing options must be encouraged in Sydney. A healthy, vibrant community will include rental and assisted ownership opportunities for families, seniors, and for those with lower incomes. Municipal infrastructure, active transportation, and green space public amenity spending cannot be ignored. Climate change has contributed to weather patterns and flood levels that must be considered in future infrastructure projects. Healthcare. We need to collaborate with healthcare foundations and neighboring municipalities to advocate for improvements to our failing provincial healthcare system. Registered nurses and licensed pharmacists should be enabled to renew existing doctor-prescribed medications within parameters. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? My vision for Sydney is to create an inclusive, welcoming community, where development is focused on providing opportunities for all and creating a vibrant town with thriving local businesses. The fulfillment of this vision will lead to a community populated by a broad demographic. One of our current challenges as an aging community is the affordability of Sydney as a place for young people to live. This needs to be addressed now, to create an inviting future where the natural environment is protected while meeting the challenge of providing affordable housing opportunities, public green spaces, and career opportunities that will enable residents to live, work, play, and age in their home community. What's one big idea you have for your community? Building the profile of the blue economy and our marine sector businesses would showcase Sydney as the gateway to the Southern Gulf Islands. Investing in and retaining infrastructure such as the Beacon Wharf can create additional capacity for new transportation opportunities and tourism. The marine sector provides high-paying jobs and tremendous career opportunities. Sydney has an enviable natural advantage as a beautiful waterfront community, and the town needs to support our marine sector and recognize the huge potential that remains in marketing Sydney's accessibility by land, air, or sea to future businesses and visitors alike.